to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
104.1.
You can call or text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. Super simple. We just want to know what you got into over the weekend. 617-655-1234. Kennedy, road trip down to Virginia?
Sure did. 12 hours down, 10-ish hours back. But it was good. I went down there to deliver my father's dog, Smokey, back to him. I'd been keeping her for a while he was healing up from some surgery. He couldn't balance very well on his right leg. And
we're talking about your dad, not the dog.
Correct, because having a little dog bounce off you can knock you down if you're not prepared. So.
And what was the reunion like for the dog and the dad?
Oh, my God. I wish I would have recorded it. But so we get to the house, to his condo, and like... She knows where she is. And so she walks right up, you know, she's pulling me in leash, walks right up to the front door, and I'm like, I open the door and I just let her go, and she tears ass into the living room where he sits in his little, he's got his like recliner chair. I mean, she's gone so fast I can't even follow her. And so I walk in and she's sitting right next to my dad, just sitting up like, okay, everything is right.
I am home.
Everything is where it belongs.
Oh.
But how was it for you? Because I know Smokey was never your dog, but she was in your house for a long time.
And especially
through some hard times.
Yeah, with Elvis passing.
Yesterday was very hard.
Oh.
I didn't want to go home.
Yeah.
So I came into town and then I went to a restaurant and then I went to Dave and Buster's to make myself feel better. And then I went home and I cried.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
That
it's just
sucks.
The first day really that I've been alone in the house since he passed. But you know, it is what it is. And you know, every day will get a little easier, I'm sure.
Dave and Buster's always makes me feel a little
better. Except Dan, they've changed up so many of the games. I don't like it anymore. All my games are gone.
What'd they get rid of that you like?
Kung Fu Panda.
That was my favorite one.
It's gone forever.
That Mario Kart.
Because it gets broken so much is what they tell me. Mm. But just any
game. So what did you play yesterday?
I did like the games where you can throw stuff at things.
That helps.
Yep. You know, axes or...
I hope you did that with your good shoulder.
Oh, what do I know anymore? What shoulder works and what shoulder doesn't?
Heather is from Ashby, and she went to a concert over the weekend. Good morning, Heather. Who did you go see?
I went to see Kane Brown in Guilford, New Hampshire on Saturday with my daughter.
And how was that show?
It was awesome. It was my third time seeing him. The seats weren't that great compared to what I've seen him before. But,
right.
You know, it was good. He was still good.
How old's your daughter?
15.
Yeah, she into it?
Yes and no. I mean, she's not really into country music, but she went with me.
Well, good for her. That's lovely. I went with my mother to a Moody Blues concert when I was young. So I get it. Sometimes you just go to be with them.
Right.
You know?
Right. Very cool.
Exactly. She's my little mini best friend. So.
Aww.
All right. Well, good deal. Thanks for calling in. Have a great week, Heather.
You too. Bye.
Cheryl's from Rochester, New Hampshire. Good morning.
Good morning.
How was your weekend? I hear it was filled with lacrosse.
Oh, it sure was. D1, D2, D3, men's semi and finals, and women's finals lacrosse college.
So you went to all of them all weekend long?
Every day.
Was that by choice or by force?
Well, it was a Christmas gift, and I love my boyfriend, so yeah, I went.
So wait. It wasn't because of kids? It was because of your boyfriend?
Yep.
Yeah,
he's a huge lacrosse fan, and he gave me tickets for Christmas.
So. Wait, he gave you tickets to college lacrosse for Christmas?
Yep.
That's quite the man thing
to do. What is your boyfriend's name, Cheryl?
Michael.
Michael, my guy, that's not a Christmas present.
It's a Christmas present for him?
There it is, Dan.
It wasn't the only present, but it was a big present.
That's a lot of lacrosse. Holy smokes. I mean, we love lacrosse in our family, but we have a kid who plays lacrosse. Not having any kids to play.
And I was rooting for teams that, you know, Tufts was in it, which I was rooting for them. But other than that, you know, BC Girls lost on Friday, so I was all about the BC Girls.
Yeah, Tufts won the Division III championship.
Yep.
Sometimes we do things that we don't like for boys. I was a Pittsburgh Steelers fan for a year. I get it.
I know. I am going to tuck it in my bonnet and recall it later for something I want.
That pizza girl.
That is so
there
good.
You go.
That is awesome. All right, thanks for sharing that, Cheryl. Have a great week.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Always nice to have something tucked in your bonnet for later, Kennedy.
Oh, yes. It's always there, waiting.
We had a very New Englandy KP weekend. It did get interrupted, which we're going to talk about in the 8 o'clock hour because something happened that kind of threw a wrench in our plans for the weekend. But we went to the movies.
Yeah.
We went and saw the new Mission Impossible, the Final Reckoning.
Because you are the world's biggest Tom Cruise
fan. Oh, my God. And it was so good. The last 45 minutes of that movie is just like the best. We played some golf. We played 9 holes one day. We played 18 holes another day.
The whole fam?
Yeah, the whole fam.
I love that.
We play on this course. It's kind of cool because we're not great golfers. So it's 18 holes, but it's only par 3. So each hole is somewhere between like 110 and 200 yards. So it's a little bit easier.
So you're not like challenging yourself that you get frustrated. Well,
yeah, you don't have to hit a driver, which is
there
how
you lose
a lot of golf balls in my family if you hit a driver. And then we went out to dinner one night and we went to the Lobster Trap.
How was it? Tell me everything.
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't been down there since
last season. They've got some new stuff on the menu.
What's that?
Yes. They've revamped the tuna tartare.
Come on.
Yeah. We got it was just fantastic. And while we were there, the train went by.
Because
that doesn't always happen.
Yeah.
And so we were waving everybody at the train. And then we got invited over to some friend's house for a Memorial Day, you know, barbecue situation.
Yes.
It was a very KP weekend.
I love it.
But a lot of hours on the road, too.
A lot of hours on the road.
Yeah, we had something come up over the weekend. Like I said, we'll talk about that in the 8 o'clock hour.
All right.
617-655-1234. Would love to know what you got into over the weekend. We'll find out what producer Dan did. 617-655-1234, which included some rain and a concert.
Yeah, I'm still a little wet.
All right, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.